For as long as U.S. forces have been in Iraq, U.S. officials have worried about interference from a country next door. There have been charges that Iran is slipping armed groups and intelligence agents across the border. The view from Iran is very different. In a visit to Tehran, NPR's Mike Schuster heard officials and analysts insist that they, too, want a stable Iraq.
Not long ago, it was inconceivable that Iran and Iraq would be moving toward one another. In the 1980s, Iran and Iraq fought a ruinous war with hundreds of thousands killed on both sides, many Iranian victims by Saddam Hussein's arsenal of chemical weapons. The war sparked both nations on a path to nuclear weapons. Now, with Saddam Hussein gone, thanks to the United States, the Iranians see a political process underway in Iraq that coincides so far with Iran's national interest, according to Karim Sajedpour, an analyst in Tehran with the International Crisis Group.
The Iranians would like to have kind of a little brother government in Iraq, a government that's friendly to them, non-threatening, one that they can deal with. And I think so far they feel like that's what they have in Iraq. They have a government that's very Iran-friendly.
Iran-friendly for one simple reason. The elections in January brought Shiite political parties to power that are friends of Iran, says conservative newspaper editor Ali Reza Sheikh Attar.
Those are in the government of Iraq who have been working with Iran for many decades.
In fact, many of the new leaders of Iraq have been working so closely with Iran for such a long time that the question naturally arises, will Iraq become a client state of Iran? The Bush administration has accused Iran of trying to create a client state in Iraq, in part through the infiltration of armed forces and intelligence agents. Ali Asghar Khaji, the top Iraq expert in the Iranian Foreign Ministry, denies this.
This is like the other claims from United States. These have been claimed, but they have never been proved or shown the evidence.
Khaji says Iran's primary interest is in stability in Iraq, especially now that a Shiite-dominated government has been established. The Iranians say they want to see the Iraqi insurgency defeated as much as the Americans do. In fact, both the U.S. and Iranian governments use the same label, terrorist, when they refer to the insurgent violence there. Ruzbe Bohari, a Tehran journalist, says Iran wants stability in Iraq for one paramount reason, to see the American forces leave.
I think Iran wants a stable Iraq. The stable Iraq means that the American forces should leave Iraq, and that's what the Iranians prefer. So the national security of Iran means the American forces leave Iraq and don't make a base there. So we are going to help there to make a stability.
And Iranians see the logic of the political process leading to the withdrawal of American troops. Conservative newspaper editor Ali Reza Sheikh Attar believes that the new government, as well as Iraq's senior cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, will soon begin to press the Americans to leave. Sheikh Attar says that will be an uncomfortable moment for the U.S.
Does the United States want to stay against the public opinion of Iraq, which great majority of them were supporting Ayatollah Sistani, who is a Shia cleric? Very similar to Iranian Shia clerics.
These comments raise a key question that as yet does not have an answer. What will be the role of the clerics in the new Iraqi government, and how close will it resemble Iran's Islamic Republic? Conservatives here believe there is a natural affinity between Iran's system and that emerging in Iraq. The Foreign Ministry's Ali Khaji is quite cautious when considering this question.
The Iraqi government, then the Iraqi nation should decide and say their opinion. So we respect to whatever they decide.
The question of influence may actually cut both ways. There are some analysts who see Iraq's emerging political system having a moderating influence on the power of the clerics in Iran. Yusuf Sanai is one of Iran's grand ayatollahs. He lives in Qom, the center of religious learning in Iran, and is a close associate of Ayatollah Sistani. Sanai insists the political systems of each nation will remain separate and distinct.
I believe that none of them is going to influence the other because there are many politicians involved in both countries and the people of both countries are aware of what's going on.
Actually, there's a school of thought in Iran that Iraq's voters have chosen a far more conservative government than Iran's voters would if given the chance. Again, Karim Sajedpour.
I don't think you needed Iraqi elections in Iraq to point out to the Iranian population that this regime is not right. The people reached this conclusion a long time ago. And in fact, on the contrary, I think you had free elections in Iraq, but people voted a lot of religious groups into power. I think if you had the same type of free elections in Iran, you would see a lot of secular politicians being elected.
Still, Iranians are in the midst of a presidential campaign right now, with the election scheduled for June 17th. In May, the Guardian Council, made up of conservative clerics and judges, will decide which candidates are suitable for Iranian voters to consider. Iranians will then be able to compare their election to the one Iraqis held in January. Mike Schuster, NPR News.